It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I'll let Acho and RC go. I'll let you guys talk, okay. And I'm just going to stay quiet.
The truth hurts, Stephen A.
Go ahead. Get it out the way. Say what y'all got to say, and then I will respond, and he will move on. Go down the line. Go ahead, Sam. Okay. Try to make it quick, though. I mean, you talk too damn much. Try to make it quick. Go ahead.
As much as you talk about the Cowboys, where you're Cowboys, you say you don't like the fans, you love the owner, you love the facility, you love the team. Right, people in Dallas watch this. They know you low-key love the Cowboys. And so just it's cool to admit it. Like, love the team, love the fan, everything. Like, he was right.
Here's what I love about it, and it's very true. He loves the Cowboys because they're very much alike. They're worth a ton of money.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They get a ton of coverage.
Yes.
Right? And they both have not won a debate or a Super Bowl in an extremely long time.
Big facts. They're the same person.
Well, first of all, time out.
Didn't I ask you to be quiet, Sacho? Okay.
Hold on, Molly.
First of all, that's a lie. Because I won the first debate today. So you just lied right there. And then number two, let me say this to y'all. The real fraud is Jerry Jones. Because he loves me. You know what I mean? Can't you tell? I wasn't in my own helicopter. You understand what I'm saying? I wasn't in my own palatial office. I don't have a yacht that I got that I'm inviting somebody else to. I mean, the man loves me. And how can he not?
And by the way,
Sancho and RC, y'all love me too. I'm lovable.
I don't know about that.
I mean, can we tell the world that I am.
It's love hate. It's actually love hate. That's how I would describe it.
I'm lovable at times.
Other times.
RC smiles. RC doesn't smile on first take at any other time, except for when he's with me.
Oh my God! You're always on the show. It's your show. What are you talking about? I just want
to
apologize to Giants fans. That was very sacrilegious that I had on that Cowboys jersey. I want to just apologize really quickly. Still a Giants.
No, please. Ain't nobody care about the Giants. We forgot about them.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Devontae Adams showing much love to his former quarterback, comparing him to MJ on the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark. You can check that out on YouTube, and where you can find podcasts. Now, Rodgers returning the compliment on his former main target last night during Green Bay's game against the Chiefs.
I have so much love and gratitude for that man. The way he made my job so much easier. We obviously miss him. I was watching some of his highlights of the day.
You know, he's one of those transcendent players. You know, I think I'm like a Steph Curry. People trying to copy him, but it's just you can't do it because you're not Devontae.
All right, today's storyline, number one, that bad man without Adams. And obviously you can see all 10 of Stephen A's top NFL storylines heading into the season as we are 13 days away. I'll start with you here, Stephen A. Will Rodgers have an MVP caliber season without Devontae Adams?
No. But before I get into my answer as to why that is, let me say this about Aaron Rodgers, that bad brother. You know how I feel about him. He can miss me with all that nonsense. I ain't trying to hear that from him. If that's how you really, really feel, why the hell did it you sit up there and declare for years to come, I ain't going nowhere as long as I got this brother by my side? Because maybe had you said that, he might not be in Vegas right now with his college buddy, Derek Carr. He would have been with you, who is clearly an inferior quarterback to Aaron Rodgers. He would have stayed there with you. But because you were up and down about whether or not you wanted to stay in Green Bay or whether or not you wanted to play as opposed to retire, Devontae Adams is on the record saying that played a role in his decision to depart from Green Bay to go to Vegas, despite the fact that the Green Bay Packers had the money to pay him and that they would have paid them. Aaron Rodgers' inconsistency, his fluttering, or whatever the hell you want to call it, played a role with Devontae Adams departing for Vegas. So I want to hear that from Aaron Rodgers. I love him. I mean, he's great. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for him. All of that other stuff. What the hell is it? Did he retire? And giving him emeritus status? I mean, what the hell? He's still in the league. He's about to ball in the AFC for the Raiders, not you. And instead, who do you have? Alan Lazard and Sammy Watkins. Not throwing shade on those brothers because I know they could play, but they ain't no Devontae Adams, okay? Aaron Rodgers had something to do with that. So I don't want to hear that from him. And based on those weapons that he has available to him, here's what I will say. You'll see no difference in the way Aaron Rodgers flings that football because he's just elite on another level. Their ability to get open, their ability to catch passes, their ability to be durable enough to be on the field week in and week out are question marks. There is clearly a significant drop-off in terms of the weapons Aaron Rodgers has available to him, and that will compromise any MVP talk when it comes to him, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the hard thing that Aaron Rodgers is going to face is right now he's the two-time reigning MVP. And those 2 years were absolutely excellent. He was also the first team All-Pro quarterback, and Devontae Adams was the first team All-Pro wide receiver. And so when you look at that from a statistical standpoint, it's going to be hard for Aaron Rodgers to get the MVP again anyway, because he's still going to be fighting against Aaron Rodgers. But we're talking about having an MVP caliber season. We have to think, in seven games without Devontae Adams in the last few years, Aaron Rodgers' touchdown to interception ratio is 19-1. And I'm not saying that he gets better when Devontae Adams is out there, because that's stupid, right? To say that you can get rid of a Hall of Fame wide receiver and all of a sudden be better on the same team is dumb to say. But Aaron Rodgers is that good. Aaron Rodgers was that good with Donald Driver. Aaron Rodgers was that good with Greg Jennings. Aaron Rodgers was that good with Jordy Nelson. And I'm like everybody else in the world. I love seeing 12-1-7 together, because we knew it was going to be a show. And it didn't matter what cornerback you walked out there on him. It didn't matter if you double-viced Devontae Adams on the outside. Somehow, he was just going to win. But we also know that Aaron Rodgers has been doing this for over a decade and a half. And he's been doing it at the highest level, and that's the reason you've called him that bad man. And it didn't matter who was out there, Stephen A. The guy understands the position, and he was blessed with the golden arm. I tell people all the time, when Aaron Rodgers left the hospital, he just had more than anybody else. And we've seen that throughout his career. And so, will it be 40 tubs and six interceptions, or will he lead the league in completions and yardage and all those things? Maybe not. But when you think about a guy that has the top six, I believe, touchdown interception ratios in NFL history, when you talk about a guy that notoriously protects the ball and then has the talent to fit it in any place he needs to, this year, this team is going to start with defense, A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones, and then it's going to be Aaron Rodgers making the plays he needs to make and play action pass in critical football moments to win. That is what Matt LaFleur is going to depend on. I think he has another great season.
I'm so
just
proud.
Maybe not the statistical seasons he's had. Just not the statistical seasons he's had with Devontae Adams recently.
Hold on before you go, Sacho, say it one more time for me, Aaron or Ryan Clark. Say
Matt
it one more time.
Matt LaFleur.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead, Sacho. You said, like, we're thinking, okay, does Aaron Rodgers have an MVP caliber season? Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, why not? The last time he threw double-digit interceptions was over a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this dude doesn't turn the ball over. Ryan Clark just said some stats that are accurate. Without Devontae Adams over the last few years, Aaron Rodgers' touchdown-to-interception ratio was 19-1. And so, yes, Devontae Adams is that dude.
Yep.
But Aaron Rodgers is even more of that dude at quarterback. Ask around the league. Ask anybody. I mean, even Tyrann Mathieu said it. Man, you know, Myles Garrett said that should be number one in top 100. Ty said, man, that spot's reserved for Aaron Rodgers. This dude does stuff with the football that very few people can do. He makes 50-yard passes look like handoffs, literally dropped off in a breadbasket. And that doesn't matter who's running the routes. Doesn't matter. And so, like, you heard the names, Donald Driver, you heard the names. Go to tight ends, Jermichael Finley, go to Randall Cobb. It almost doesn't matter who. Now, it'll be hard to win three back-to-back-to-back MVP seasons, of course, right? Do I think he's going to win it? No. But statistically, he's shown us that he can put up the exact same numbers, similar numbers, without Devontae Adams, similar MVPs, right? He had one in 2010 without Devontae Adams, one in 2014 or 2014 when Devontae Adams was a rookie, wasn't really playing. Two MVPs without him, two MVPs with him. This dude's like fine wine. It seems like he's getting better with time. And so I have no reason to believe that that Aaron Rodgers will drop off even without Devontae Adams, because for the last two or three years, the last seven games, without Devontae Adams, he has not dropped off in the least bit.
I mean, the other thing we have to remember, to remember, and I'm going to let you go, I mean to cut you off, is that we're not even judging Aaron Rodgers anymore on MVPs or MVP caliber seasons.
That's true.
He doesn't get a team to another Super Bowl, we're all going to say it's been a letdown of a career for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, there's no way around that, because I consider him to be the most talented quarterback in the history of football. And the only reason I give him that over Patrick Mahomes is because what we've seen from Patrick Mahomes, we need to see that level of longevity attached to it. And he doesn't have that yet, whereas we've seen that from Aaron Rodgers. There's no way around it. So you're absolutely right. I just got serious questions, Sacho, about the guys that he's throwing the football to, the separation they'll be able to create, the catches that they'll need to make compared to what Devontae Adams would do and what have you, not to mention the fact that he's got a running game to rely upon with LeFleur. That's how you do it, LeFleur. that he's going to have them running the ball out of the backfield, you know. So that's all I'm saying. That's where I'm comfortable with it. But before we go, Sacho, you want to take a go at it? Ryan Clark did it. I did it. You want to take a go at it, Sacho? Say it.
I'm going to pass on the LeFleur. But I will say this, CJ, right. Just to answer your question, you said, man, will these other guys be able to fill up that basket that Devontae Adams is leaving? I think they will be able to, because it's not just going to be the receivers. It's going to be the running backs as well. Last year, the backs caught 86 passes.
That's why I brought up the running backs.
Dylan and Aaron Jones. So they'll probably catch more this year.
All right. Rodgers since 2019, 7-0 when Devontae Adams does not play. We'll keep it rolling here, fellas.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The PGA is feeling the heat as many of the world's top golfers have decided to leave the PGA to join LIV Golf. In efforts to keep more golfers from switching over, PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan announced another series of sweeping and lucrative changes to the tour Wednesday. The changes come about a week after Tiger Woods and other top golfers rallied to meet with Monahan to express these proposed changes. In response, current LIV golfer Lee Westwood told Golf Digest the following: "I laugh at what the PGA Tour players have come up with. It's just a copy of what LIV is doing. There's a lot of hypocrites out there. Hopefully at some point they will all choke on their words, and hopefully they will be held to account as we were in the early days." Now it's really a feel-good Friday, so I'm going to bring in America's caddy, my guy. There he is. I just feel the energy coming coming through the screen. I feel the good vibes. Hi, Michael Collins. How are you? Happy
Hello,
Friday.
Hello, Molly.
So good to see you. Fun shirt. I'll start with you here, and I know Stephen A. was really clamoring to get into this subject. Do you think the LIV golfers have a point?
Yeah, they absolutely have a point. And I know Stephen A. remember this movie in 1981, Bustin' Loose with Richard Pryor. There's a scene in there where he walks in on some guys doing a scheme. And he says, that really looks like a pyramid scheme. And the guy said, oh, no, no, ours is not a pyramid. Ours is a trapezoid. And it just feels a little bit that way out here because everything that these guys were complaining about, PGA Tour players were complaining about, man, it sure seems like a lot of that stuff is starting to happen out here when it comes to the PGA Tour. These guys, what was the first big complaint? Man, all this free money, they're not going to be as motivated. And what does the tour do? They come out and say, we're going to give everybody $500,000 to start off with to help with travel expenses, which is great when you think about it until you dig a little deeper and go, what did $500,000 finish on the money list the past 2 years? And it was anywhere between 164th and 167th. So you got to really play some bad golf to not make that much money where the tour is going to pay out and be in pocket to help guys out. I mean, the other thing that you're seeing down here was when guys are saying, you know what, that LIV Tour, it's all going to be the same guys playing against one another. And you're like, well, we just came out of a meeting and we decided that it's going to be the top dudes and we're all going to play against one another 20 times. But I thought that's what you just, you said it was, they wasn't supposed to be, you didn't, that wasn't a good idea to do. And it's, for them, it's all about the money. So we found an extra $54 million, and we're putting $100 million instead of $50 million into the PIP to get these guys some more money. And the final thing I'll say about this is people have to, fans, golf fans, hardcore golf fans, have to be real careful when they talk about, you know, for Tiger and Rory, it's all about the legacy and doing what's right for golf. And that's why, no, sorry. Like, these are businessmen. Like, Tiger owns a part of Golf TV, which has PGA Tour rights worldwide. Rory is a part of Golf Pass and Golf Now, which has PGA Tour rights worldwide. So guess what? It makes more sense for them to make sure the health of the PGA Tour and the standing of the PGA Tour always stays higher than the LIV Tour. So it's a business decision. This is not a feel from the heart when it comes to it.
Michael, I appreciate you being on the show, and I appreciate you edifying the audience with some of those tidbits because I learned a few things with what you just said. Tiger Woods in business with the PGA Tour. He's got a stake. Rory McIlroy in business with the PGA Tour. He's got a stake. So what you're essentially saying, being as kind, as diplomatic, and as decent as you are, is that Jay Monahan, the commissioner for the PGA, is full of it. Tiger Woods is full of it. Rory McIlroy is full of it. And there's a whole bunch of trifling, sorry people associated with the PGA. Now, you're not saying that part. I'm saying that part. And I mean it from the bottom of my soul. And the fact that Tiger Woods would get on a podium and call out players that participated in LIV and get on them because they were exercising their capitalistic right just the same way he does is excessively egregious. He should be ashamed of himself. And I'm going to take this a step further. Are we ready to acknowledge that Phil Mickelson had a point? Are we ready to acknowledge that the pariah that he was turned into was dead wrong? When he initially came out as one of, if not the first players, to decide to play with LIV Golf, what did he say? What did he say, Michael? Tell me I'm wrong. He said, I know what the Saudi Arabian government is all about. I know some of the heinous acts that they've been alleged to have committed and what they're associated with. I get all of that. But my point is, here in America, with the PGA, y'all have no idea how they shortchange us, okay? How they treat us as a body. Maybe not me, but a plethora of players of a lower tier who are scratching and scrimping and saving and all of this other stuff just to be able to compete. They're getting treated like dogs. What does the PGA come out and do? They capitulate in a way that addresses most of the concerns he had to begin with. The $146 million in additional funding, the $500,000 that the players would get. Of course, the three-on-three tournament with the top players in the world. Oh, by the way, they're limited to just 2 hours. So instead of playing all day over a course of days, you just got to commit to 2 hours and you still gonna get paid. These are just some of the things that Phil Mickelson was bringing to the attention of America and of the world as it pertained to the PGA, and he got vilified for it. DeChambeau got vilified for it. Greg Norman got vilified for it. Koepka got vilified for it. The list goes on and on, and they were treated like trash. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the United States, their number two trading partner is Saudi Arabia. Fortune 500 companies, Saudi Arabia. And you got people out here protesting against golfers, but not holding corporations or the United States government accountable. And Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods actually contributed to building that level of momentum that was aimed in those live golfers' direction. This is a travesty, and somebody needs to call their trifling asses out for it. I'm talking about Jay Monahan. I'm talking about Tiger Woods. I'm talking about Rory McIlroy and anybody else associated with the PGA that will call out these golfers. This is our problem. This is our problem in America. Now, you can sit up here and let the government off the hook. You can let Fortune 500 companies off the hook. But golfers, we gonna call out. They even were about to go after Charles Barkley, bro. They were about to go after Charles Barkley. Barkley talking basketball. They're about to go after him, Michael. This is trifling, man. It's trifling.
Well, listen, it's a lot easier to go after an individual than it is a corporation or a full country. Because individuals,
you
can
see.
But a couple of things there.
But
a couple of things there, I got to say. Number one, sure. First off, a couple of guys from the Live Tour have reached out when I let them know that I was coming on here to do this. Pat Perez, number one, says that he normally doesn't agree with you on very much stuff, but he wanted to say thank you for saying all the things that you're saying and bringing a lot of this stuff to light, along with another guy. Now, I do have to stop you when it comes to Jay Monahan. And I have to stop you because this is part of the conundrum that Jay Monahan's in the position he's in. And number two, I don't have a problem with Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy doing what's best for their business and what's best for them. Because at some point, especially for Rory McIlroy, he's going to fall out of that top 20 and top 50, and he ain't going to be able to play in those top 20 events either.
Hold on, Michael.
But here's what Pat Perez said. Okay.
I need you to pause. Let's stay with Tiger and Rory real quick. I'm not knocking them for doing business with the PGA. I'm knocking them for going on a podium and calling out other dudes. That's what I'm saying. Shut the hell up and do your business.
I got you.
You a capitalist, do that. But don't call them out for doing what you're doing. That's hypocritical. That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of, well, and this was the thing.
Kind of.
Does what's happening right now benefit the guy who's 100 or 109th on the money list? And the answer, you look at that and you go, not really. And if the answer is, well, you just got to play a little better. Or now the answer is you got to either play a little better or you got to get into the PIP, which means you got to get on TV a whole bunch,
Michael,
get mentions more, a whole lot more. So then maybe you're not playing as good.
Michael.
But this is the thing for Jay Monahan.
Michael.
And this is why Monahan's still my boy. You got to let me finish this on Jay Monahan. See, the top 23 guys all get together in a room. But for Jay Monahan, the commissioner, he's not just in charge of looking out for those top 23 guys. He's got to worry about the dude that's 155th, 160th, 100th, 98th. He's got to worry about their well-being too. So I don't think it's fair to throw Commissioner Jay Monahan under that same bus.
Well, you are entitled to your opinion, and I'm entitled to tell you I respectfully disagree with you, Moses. Let me tell you something, okay? I don't want to hear nothing about Jay Monahan. You're the commissioner of the league. You banned these dudes from participating in the FedEx Cup. Did you not do that? Did you not make a ruling? Dudes were eligible to play in a FedEx Cup, and just because they went to LIV Golf, you banned them. Do you not have your fingerprints dirty because of those actions? I would say so. You walking around here acting like you're supposed and you're entitled to be a monopoly in the United States of America, that you're entitled to eradicate competition, even though it's unfair to lower self players. And oh, by the way, I thought this was professional golf, Michael. That's what I thought. I thought you had to compete. I don't mean to sound crass. I don't mean to sound evil. But damn it, if you in a rate 100 or 150th or 200th in the world and you ain't getting paid, maybe because you ain't good enough to get paid. Last time I checked, that's America. You're called America's caddy. There's a whole bunch of people that would love to be at the Masters, would love to be at the U.S. or the British Open on camera with a beard looking like the second coming of Moses talking on ESPN. But guess what? They ain't Michael Collins. They don't get to do what you do because they ain't you. That's America. And when are we going to get back to that? You got to compete, and either you elite or you not. And if you not, you get left behind. You got to find something else to do. I don't want to hear all of that. PGA, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're a bunch of hypocrites. You, Tiger. You, Rory. You, Jay. And anybody else. This is America.
Stephen A., let me tell you.
And make the best man win.
Let me remind everybody something.
That's what it's about.
Let me remind everybody something real quick. At one time, there was an AFL and an NFL. At one time, there was an ABA and an NBA. And, oh, yeah.
Right.
Captain America Patrick Reed also said thank you. And the reason that these guys are suing is for the right to play because they earned the right
to
play.
And they should sue.
They're not trying to sue the players. And so for the players to be mad at them, the question is, y'all weren't mad at VJ when he sued the tour? How come y'all weren't mad at him?
That's right. That's right. If I was them, I might sue Tiger and Rory just for not shutting the hell up. Mind your damn business. You making money with the PGA. Shut the hell up and let them try to make their money. You ain't got no business talking like that. Hell with them. Hell with them. And I love Tiger, but I'm ticked off. It's hypocritical. Hell
Sometimes
with them.
And the PGA
Tour. Them too. Bunch
Getting
of hypocrites.
Step their game up.
Hell they think they are. Compete.
Michael Collins,
compete.
I have a feeling this is to be continued. I will leave it at that. You have a fabulous weekend. Thank you so much for joining us, as always. Appreciate the knowledge.
I'm just trying to bring happiness.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. The college football season is right around the corner, and our friends at Caesars Sportsbook have a prop bet on Alabama, Ohio State, or Georgia to win the title versus the field. You would have to wager $380 to win $100 if you bet the national champion will be one of those three teams, compared to $100 to win $290 for any other team to win the title. Look who is here. Desmond Howard gracing your screen. This is, I mean, a special occasion, especially on a Friday going into the weekend. How are we doing, Des? Thanks for being with us.
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me. I'm excited about this opportunity. I don't get to do First Take that often, so when I came across my desk, I was like, yeah, let's do it. I love First Take.
Well, listen, man, that's your damn fault. You're welcome on the show anytime. You know what I'm saying? You just got a busy schedule, you know? You're a busy brother. I understand. Let's do this.
Des, I'm going to start
with you.
I'm going to take you up on that for sure. Yeah, please come back and defer to you on this. So are you taking the top three or the field to win the Natty?
You know, that's a tough question when you put three in that category. You know what I mean? But I like to take the field. I like to think that Texas A&M, the Aggies, I think that they're a team that can surprise some people this season. Now, they beat Alabama a year ago, but they went 8-4, so I think people are trying to count them out. But I love the way that Jimbo Fisher gets his teams ready. And don't forget, Nick Saban added a little fuel to that fire during the offseason. He made certain comments about the way they recruit players. And then Jimbo Fisher, he took offense to that. So I think that rivalry is starting to really heat up, and if it goes to the next level and if the Aggies are able to beat Alabama this year, I think they stand a strong chance of winning the SEC and get...
That ain't gonna happen.
You thinking they can't beat Alabama this year? Okay.
Hell no. Let me interject, because listen, let me be very, very clear. This ain't no damn debate segment. I don't know what you know, okay? I got to brush up on my college football, but I ain't got to brush up on Alabama. I'm telling you right now, Bryce, show me the crew. They will be ready. As far, and I want to state this. Right. First of all, there's a couple of things. Number one, as far as I'm concerned, with John Metchie getting hurt, in the SEC title game, they beat Georgia in that. And if he wasn't out and then Jameson Williams wasn't out, they would have won the national championship. So I want to be on the record, even though I got love and respect for Kirby Smart.
Hey, listen,
they would have beat Georgia. Yes.
Stephen A., I've told people since that game, the best team didn't win that game. The healthiest team won that game. When both teams were healthy, we saw what happened in the SEC championship game, sir. So I do not believe that the best team won the national championship. I didn't have a dog in the fight. But I agree with you. The healthiest team won the national championship, sir.
You remember that? You remember that movie? You understand? Analyze this, you. You're very good, you. You are very good, you, because you're absolutely right. Now let me get to the Texas A&M portion. I love Jimbo Fisher. I love him, and I love the fact that he's no longer at Florida State. And they made a big time mistake not hiring prime time Deion Sanders. They should have hired him. They wouldn't have the trouble that they have right now. But that's neither here nor there. He's at Jimbo Fisher's at Texas A&M. We know what he brings to the table. Mad love and respect for him. 41-38. Went over Alabama last year. That was a mistake. Because let me tell you something. When it comes to Tuscaloosa, you understand? After all of that, talking to Nick Saban like that, they going to get ramrodded. I'm telling you right now, you can get the funeral. You can plan for the funeral right now. Texas A&M going to pay big time for all of that bloviating Coach Jimbo Fisher did. They in trouble. So I ain't even thinking about them. Now, when we go to the three, we got Ohio State. We got Georgia with Stetson Bennett the fourth. Not the third. The fourth, Stetson Bennett. Okay, fine. I respect the brother. He had a good story with him and all that. Yeah. Georgia ain't winning, but you got Georgia, Alabama, and you got Ohio State. I'm saying I don't have a problem. Yeah. I'm taking the top three because I can't see both Alabama and Georgia missing the national title game. Ohio State might make it in there in case instead of one of them, somebody else might sneak in there, maybe. But I believe Alabama or Georgia is going to be playing for the national title. And you know me, it's Alabama all day, every day. I'm predicting an undefeated season and a national championship to avenge the ones they lost.
You got the last word, bro.
We're going to have to see. We're going to have to see, brother. I think that, you know, Alabama has a lot going for them. They got Will Anderson. They got Bryce Young, two of the best players, if not the two best players in the country right now. They have that game at home. But it's just something about circling the wagons. Man, I've been there before as a player. When someone says something about either your star player or your coach, and then you want to defend that coach, trust me. The Aggies, they circled that game on their schedule. They'll play Alabama anywhere at any time right now because at this point, they feel as though they owe Alabama something, brother. And that's gonna be a dog fight. I hope you come to that one.
They don't have Desmond Howard. They ain't got nobody to do that Heisman pose. They ain't got somebody like that. That ain't gonna happen. They coming to Tuscaloosa. It's gonna be a problem. I'm telling you that right now. Monica, I love Jimbo Fisher. I love you. You know, Coach, I love you to death, my man. But boy, are y'all in trouble. Just that one game, you might win everything else. That one game right there. Oh, my Lord.
Des, we have to go, but down, real quick, because you mentioned Will
Goodbye,
Anderson and
Jimbo.
Stephen A. just mentioned the Heisman. Oh, any chance that Will Anderson could become the first defensive player to win the Heisman since 97?
Yeah, Molly, I do believe there's a chance that he can win it. Don't forget, Aiden Hutchinson of Michigan, he was a defensive lineman. He came in second a year ago. So I think that Will Anderson, with the preseason hype that he's already getting, that he stands a strong chance to win it. As a voter and a winner, I mean, I have no problem voting for him if he earns and deserves it.
All right, perfect. Dez, appreciate
you
coming on and joining us. Come back soon. Yep.
Texas A&M, impeccable facilities. I've spoken there. They have a phenomenal campus.
True.
Impeccable facilities.
True.
They
exactly.
need to enjoy that.
Yep.
I'm just talking about their trip to Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
I ain't talking about nothing else.
Roll
this
the bumps.
Tuscaloosa.
Bye,
they in trouble. They in trouble.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Oklahoma City Thunder rookie Chet Holmgren will miss the 2022-2023 season because of a Lisfranc injury to his right foot. The team announced Thursday. Holmgren, the number two pick in the NBA draft, sustained the injury early in the crossover Pro-Am event while defending LeBron James on a fast break. Holmgren was off to a great start in his NBA career, averaging 14 points, 8.4 rebounds in 5 games during Las Vegas Summer League. Big Perk back with us. Kendrick, I'm going to start with you. Any issue with players playing in summer Pro-Ams?
No, Molly, not at all. And look, I actually embrace the Pro-Am, and I think it should be more of it. Matter of fact, I think the NBA and Adam Silver should get behind it even more and help the people who's running the Pro-Ams, whether it's the Drew League Jamal Crawford Pro-Am, whether it's Rucker Park, to get better facilities. Now, I will say that. But far as hooping, no, I'm all in for it. Look, you could do all the training in the world that you want to in the offseason, but nothing gets you prepared and gets you in basketball shape like playing basketball. And I get it, playing pickup and things to that nature, but sometimes you need to be in that organized atmosphere where you have real officials, where you have a crowd, where you have, you know, 12-minute quarters and things to that nature to get back into the floor of things. One thing I will tell you, while if people are against the Pro-Am, I feel sorry for them because guess what? Jokic overseas, right now, they're playing. Giannis Antetokounmpo is playing basketball right now, and Luka Doncic is playing basketball right now. And those are three of the top seven guys in the NBA.
I don't totally disagree with you because I'm with you, KP, but in all seriousness, I think you're missing something here. I support the Pro-Am. I'd support the Drew League and all that. I think that we should, like you said, I think the NBA should be involved in contributing more for those people to participate. And I applaud you for bringing that up because you're absolutely right. You're absolutely correct. But I think it's important to go on a case-by-case basis as it pertains to which players you allow to participate in this regard. Chet Holmgren is a dude that's 7 feet one. He ain't even 200 pounds. That's how skinny and frail he is. You go from playing in college, that's 2.5 less times of action than you're going to participate in the NBA. And you're playing against men. I was listening to Eddie Johnson on NBA radio, who obviously calls games for the Phoenix Suns and knows a thing or two about the game because the brother's real smart, and I love listening to him. And he brought up the point about transitioning from that game to the men's game from a physicality standpoint and how much of an adjustment. You've got to methodically and incrementally get yourself to that point because you're exposing your body to a level of arduous task that you may have never done before. So again, I don't disagree with what you're saying in general, in its totality, Kendrick Perkins, but I do think it's important to look at young men who have the bodies of boys, and then you're asking them to go out there and go on the court against men in a summer league play. You got to modify. You got to be careful about that. And that's what I think. This could happen to anybody. I'm not saying that. It could happen to anybody. But I'm just talking about, he was talking about paying attention, and I agree with him.
No. And here's the thing. I love Eddie Johnson, but here's the thing, right? This will be my fight back to that, okay? Eventually, he's going to have to go against grown men anyway. So why not get off to a fresh start? All right, so why not start in the summer league? Because when you talk about a guy like Chet Holmgren, who was a – but because, look, Stephen A., when you talk about a guy like Chet, we're talking about a young player that was drafted, I believe, what was it, number two overall or number three overall?
Number two overall.
Oklahoma City. So my thing is this, right? He is trying to get himself prepared and get himself and get the feel and the physicality for the game because a lot is going to be expected of him into that upcoming season. So I kind of look at it as a good thing. Now, one more thing I will say is that it's actually good for the people who can't afford to go to NBA games. Now, all of a sudden, you get to go see a LeBron James. People got an opportunity to see the late, great Kobe Bryant. People got an opportunity to see LeBron James up live and close and Kevin Durant and guys like those. So I think it's a great thing. Yep. But I understand that part, but I think it's a great thing, though. The NBA needs to get behind the
NBA. Big Perk thinking about the people. He's a man of the people. Yeah, same man of the people.
He's right. He's not wrong. Yeah, he's not wrong. I'm just saying you've got to gradually put them in that position, and you got to monitor it. That's my only beef, Kendrick.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them. You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.